The Commission to Eliminate Child Abuse and Neglect Fatalities will be in Salt Lake City Tuesday through Wednesday to hear testimony in its continued effort to end deaths of children resulting from abuse and neglect. David Sanders is the chairman for the commission and says Utah is the ninth state they visited.
Utah has a very low rate of fatalities due to abuse and neglect, so we wanted to visit Utah to understand what kinds of innovations they might have tried that the rest of the country can learn from.
David Rubin is a pediatrician and White House appointee for the commission. He says a lot can be learned from Utah.
Utah has led the nation in inserting its public health nurses into its child welfare system to really take a more broader public health perspective on how to support families and children, and I believe that's created some good dividends for them.
Sanderson says the majority of fatalities nationwide result from accidents that were preventable, such as pools that weren't fenced in or infants whose parents rolled over on them while sleeping. He says their findings indicate infants are at the highest risk.
We think it's going to be critical in our report for communities to look at children under age one who've either been reported to the Child Protection Agency or somebody in the community has concern about, because they seem particularly vulnerable.
Both Sanders and Rubin say there is a common thread in states with low fatalities that includes strong leadership and community support, but says more work is still needed to protect children and support families at risk. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.